Good morning. I'm here at Greenbelt. That sounded incredibly jaunty, didn't it, for whatever time it is, 8:45 on a Sunday morning when any sensible person is asleep. But we're clearly not sensible because we're here at Greenbelt, which is a festival at Cheltenham Racecourse. So we're surrounded by tents, haven't washed for a couple of days, but having a remarkably good time. I'm sat here with Jenny Brown, at Jenny B off the internet, and Jenny is, along with a couple of other geeks, heading up the social media and media capture side of what's happening at Greenbelt, which begs the question, why on earth are we doing it, Jenny? Given that it's a festival and therefore the best thing about festivals is being there, what are we doing social media and why are we telling anyone else about it? Why don't we just keep it for ourselves?
Well, I mean, I suppose there's an obvious answer of, well, publicity, innit? You know, trying to get people to come along to the festival. But I think what excites me about Greenbelt is the incredible range of people that come here that talk about stuff in the programme. And they're people who are incredibly relevant, I suppose, to people that are interested in thinking about stuff generally. There's nothing exclusive about Greenbelt in terms of, you know, it's got a Christian remit, but that's, you know, that doesn't mean you have to be a Christian to come here. And actually, you know, the range of content and the depth of content is so fantastic that in a way I just wanted to have an opportunity to show people it and to spread the word, but also, you know, get that content out there into the world, because actually it's really good stuff and really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that Greenbelt is a fantastically misunderstood festival. It seems to hold a unique place in the sort of spiritual and political landscape of Britain, I suppose, in a way that there isn't, and that certainly isn't another festival like it, and there certainly isn't another place where the range of people that are here get together in order, without any sense of... the great thing about me is I don't ever feel like anyone's trying to force me to think a certain way. There's no...
Absolutely.
Kind of expected outcome. And I guess that fits well with the way that social media works.
Yeah, I suppose it does, actually. I mean, I'm really interested to see, once we've finished the festival and... we've finished in terms of the content that we're capturing throughout the weekend, once that's all gone up online, I'm interested in seeing what happens to it then, really, and how people use it, how people share it, where it ends up, to see whether it does end up in some perhaps unexpected places. Because I think, you know, the Greenbelt agenda, if you like, is as broad as, you know, from politics to faith issues to social justice to art, to performance, to music, you know, it's everything, really.
And your team are going around trying to capture as much of, as many of those strands as possible on
exactly,
video, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. So so we're trying to cover off some of the key areas of Greenbelt. So people that are here to do talks, we've asked them to do some short interviews with us. People that are musicians, we've asked them to do some short performances with us, but also, you know, trying to do something a bit different with them as well. You know, Greenbelt does attract a really loyal following, actually, and people who do come here as contributors, I think, often come back and often just come to the festival going, I've no idea what this is about, and then end up absolutely loving it and getting, you know, and just being so inspired by it, which really excites me. And I think trying to get some of that across, you know. So there are things up on YouTube at the moment at and the channel name is Greenbelt Festival. We've also got the same content up on Vimeo if you prefer your Vimeo flavoured video. And that's, I think that's just, the channel name is just Greenbelt there. So do go and have a look. And
And all of that gets aggregated at greenbelt.org.uk. Please do go and have a look. It's an amazing experience. I've been coming for 17 out of the last 19 years. And I love it.